Welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. I'm Emma, and joining me today is Daniel.
Hello, Emma. I see you've got a fascinating story for us today.
Oh yes, Daniel. It's quite a tale about a company in Wichita, Kansas, called Trinity Precision.
Right, I remember that name. They've been making waves in the aerospace sector, haven't they?
Exactly. They've built their business around what they call the three Ps.
People, process, principle, I see, that's an interesting approach.
You got it, and it's these three pillars that have guided them since the day they opened their doors in 2014.
Now, how do these pillars translate into real-world operations for a company like Trinity Precision?
Well, let's start with their people. The company was founded by four individuals, each bringing their own expertise to the table.
Ah, right, and what about the process? I imagine that's where the real technical side comes in.
You're absolutely right. One of the key tools they use is VRICUT, a software from CG Tech.
VRICUT, I've heard of it before. It's used for toolpath simulation and optimization, right?
Yes, and it's been a cornerstone of their operations since day one.
Quite a big claim, right? They must be very confident in the software.
They are. Their CNC programming manager, Merit Stuver, has been using VRICUT for nearly 2 decades now.
Wow, that is so cool. So he's been there for 5 years, and his experience with the software is extensive.
Exactly, and he really emphasizes how important it is for their operations.
What does he say about it?
He mentions that after running a program through VRICUT, they're assured of a good part and eliminate the chance of a crash.
Right, and considering the cost of replacing a spindle and machine downtime, it's a no-brainer.
Indeed, and their client list is impressive, including names like Boeing, Northrop Grumman, Gulfstream, and Textron Aviation.
Wow, that's quite a roster. These are definitely big names with high expectations.
Absolutely. Their strict adherence to processes is critical, especially given the zero tolerance for part quality deviations or missed deliveries.
So they started from scratch in 2014, right, taking over an existing machine shop?
Yes, their president David May purchased an existing machine shop as a starting point.
And they didn't just take over the shop, they made some significant changes, didn't they?
They did, they kept CATIA because that's what their customers required, but they invested in VRICUT.
I see, and they were able to develop their own machine tool models with it. That must give them a lot of flexibility.
That's exactly what they said. And with a lot of new CNC equipment coming in, that flexibility was crucial.
So their facility today is quite impressive. How big are they now?
They now have 32,000 square feet of manufacturing space and a fleet of advanced CNC machinery.
And their revenue, has it grown significantly?
Yes, they've seen a fourfold increase in revenue since their early days.
That's quite a jump, but I imagine the pandemic hit them hard, like it did with many in the aerospace industry.
They mentioned it was a pretty significant haircut over the past 2 years, but the tide appears to be turning.
So their 70-plus employees are ready for future growth, but how do they maintain that growth?
It's all about robust processes. Stuver and the engineering team spend their days developing these processes.
What kind of processes are we talking about?
Every CNC machine tool has a standard tool list, which reduces setup time and eliminates the chance of errors.
That sounds efficient, and they standardize feed rates, cutting speeds, and other machining parameters within CATIA.
Yes, and they use offline presetting and tool breakage detection for automated operation.
And every job goes through VRICUT before leaving the programming office. That must save a lot of time.
Stuver said it saved them countless hours of rework and even scrap.
Wow, that's a big deal. And they're mostly a high-mix, low-volume shop, right?
Yes, so they might have a couple of dozen new part numbers in a week.
So how does VRICUT help in that scenario?
It helps them check for interference, gouging, leftover material, and other programming issues.
And since they know the software will catch these issues, it makes the programming process both easier and faster.
Exactly, and Stuver is quite pleased with CG Tech's support level.
He's taken classes and attended multiple VUE sessions, right?
Yes, and because of this, he's come to know many people at CG Tech's headquarters.
And he's very impressed with their support.
He ranks CG Tech extremely high in technical support, second only to two other companies.
Van Nova also praised the software and its role in their operations.
He mentioned that they've worked in shops where machinists were changing programs and selecting their own tools.
But that's not the case at Trinity Precision, right?
No, they've taken most of that responsibility and put it in the programmer's camp.
Which makes it critical to have the right software tools.
And so even from the very start, this was a non-negotiable aspect of their desire to lay the right foundation.
VRSUT is a big part of that foundation.
That's right, and it's clear that their focus on people, process and principle has been instrumental in their success.
It's a great example of how the right tools and a solid foundation can lead to growth and success.
Indeed, and as the industry continues to evolve, companies like Trinity Precision are setting a high standard.
Thanks for the insightful overview, Emma. That was a great breakdown of their operations.
Thank you, Daniel. It was a pleasure discussing it with you.
And that's the end of today's episode. We hope you found it informative.
Join us next time for more insights into the world of aerospace and manufacturing.
Until then, stay tuned.